I've been suspicious about my neighbor growing pot, and I think I'll just call the EMTs and report that somebody's down in the building. It gives them the legal right to go in there. They see the evidence and they report it to the police. Now, that's not such a bad thing, except I think it's an abuse of people's right to privacy, and I just wanted to note that for the record.
Representative Berkowitz?
I'm rising to allay the concerns of the prior speaker. The standard expressed is what's usually known to be a warrant exception if a police officer were involved. You can't just go rushing in to a building if you're doing a mere hearsay that somebody inside might be hurt. There has to be some kind of evidence outside that shows that someone inside is in trouble. And I would imagine, since it's the same standard that police officers have to follow, EMTs would follow it as well.
Ready for the question? Question being, shall the House adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 164 under reconsideration? Members, please proceed to vote. Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
35 yeas, 2 nays.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 164 has passed the House under reconsideration. This brings us back to committee messages, committee meetings, or announcements, or whatever. Representative Mulder?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Under announcements?
Announcements?
For those who aren't going to be, or who are fortunate enough not to be up in finance tomorrow morning, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning will be a Mother's Day brunch with you, Madam Speaker, hosted by the City of Nome at the Westmark for all those who would like to attend. Again, that's 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So please bring your families if you'd like.
Further announcements? Representative Terrio?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The House Finance has recessed just to the call of the chair. So we'll know after the caucuses, I guess, exactly when we'll go back in.
Further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader. Representative Berkowitz?
Just very briefly, under special orders, citations. May I speak on citations?
Without objection.
There is an in memoriam citation for a young woman named Kimberly Price, who was an exceptional person I met during the campaign. And when I met her, she had been ravaged by a disease to the point where she was skeletal, but she was still working very feverishly to help other Alaskans and people around the world to combat terminal illnesses. And I would take it as a personal favor if everyone would sign on to that citation.
Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent. The House stand in adjournment until 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, May 11th.
We are adjourned till 1:30 p.m. tomorrow.